With me from the Athletes Village at the Commonwealth Games is Jessica Gallagher. Good day, Jessica.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and how are things going at the moment?
Oh, it's wonderful. We're the track cycling is finished, so I'm in the Athletes Village and able to enjoy the experience with my family and friends now that the competition side of things is finished.
So how is it like to be a spectator?
Oh, it's great. It's the atmosphere here is amazing. It was just as incredible to be on the track and competing, but I'm also equally loving being able to support our fellow Aussies, and the vibe on the Gold Coast is just amazing. Everyone's loving the game, so it's a special place to be at the moment.
Being a veteran athlete yourself, you've been to the Australian you've represented Australian Olympics and Paralympics. What do you think is the secret to maintaining a healthy body and mind as an athlete?
I think the first and most important part is actually doing something that you love. Whether you're a professional athlete like myself or just a weekend warrior or someone who's looking to get a little bit more active than maybe they currently are, finding something that you love doing, because then it doesn't feel hard, it doesn't feel like a chore. It's just a natural habit and something that you want to get out of bed and do each and every day.
Being an athlete yourself, there are dangers, isn't it, to injuries as well?
Yes, definitely. In particular, as a track cyclist and an alpine skier, there's certainly crashes and injuries that go on.
Every time you see people crashing from going down from the mountain in the ski slopes, it just makes me worry about their bones.
Absolutely. Injuries are no good for anybody.
So how do you prepare your body for such strenuous sports?
Yeah, look, I think the most important part is preparation. Preparation is an essential element. Basically, by doing training or exercise in the lead up to maybe something a goal that you've set yourself, it prepares the body for what it's about to experience in that actual moment. So for people that are just starting to get active, you know, starting small but working your way up day by day and inch by inch, I think consistency is certainly the most important element. It's not a matter of getting caught up in fads or phases. It's about really taking your health as a priority and going, okay, well, if I do a little bit this day and then I add a little bit more, then gradually you just build up until you get to the goal or the thing that you're trying to achieve. And that's certainly what we do as elite athletes. We have a target that we set ourselves or a goal that we would like to achieve. And each and every day we're working and improving ourselves, trying to get towards that. And it's those consistent combined efforts that really help you get to that place in the long run.
How do you know your limits?
Oh, I don't know if we do know our limits. I think that's one of the greatest things that I love about being a professional athlete, is that I'm constantly pushing myself and challenging myself and questioning, you know, how far can I go? How fast can I become? How quick can I go on a bike or down a mountain? And I think that's what I love about sport and activity, is that you can constantly reinvent yourself and constantly challenge yourself to just go that little bit further than you thought you ever could have gone before. And certainly my career, having represented Australia in three different sports, is testament to that theory, that you just never really know what you could be good at unless you actually go out there and just have a crack at it.
Have you ever been scared venturing into a new sport?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, ski racing, as a vision impaired person, I'm scared every single day that I'm on the mountain. You know, we're going over 100 kilometres an hour, and when you can't see the ground or pitch changes, snow condition changes, then you're constantly in this state of fear. But I think one of the things that might be slightly crazy that I love about the sport is that it's when you're in those moments of a little bit of fear or being scared that I actually learn the most about myself. And sometimes it's not until you kind of jump off that edge and really put yourself in the deep end that you realise how capable you actually are.
Do you ever get wobbly knees when you do that jump?
Yeah. I think that's just normal. I've certainly had my fair share of knee injuries in the past, and I think, you know, there's lots of wobbling going on in all of the sports that I do, but that's why you work hard to look after yourself and your health, and you just have that slight wobble and off you go as though it never happened anyway.
Injuries are not new to you, isn't it?
No, I don't. I mean, every athlete has had their fair share, and I certainly have. And I guess one of the benefits of being an osteopath as well as a professional athlete is, because of all the training I have this great understanding of my body and how I can help repair it. But that You don't need to have that knowledge to know how to look after yourself. You know, we spend so much time looking after other people, and sometimes it's just a matter of giving our own health the priority.
So you've mentioned that you've been practicing osteopathy recently, haven't you? How has this helped you in your practice and in your caring for yourself as an athlete?
Yeah, I've been an osteo for nearly 10 years now. It's gone very quickly. And, you know, for me, I guess when I'm working with patients, I have this wonderful understanding that I've been through a lot of the experiences myself with a lot of the injuries, and I have that first-hand perspective. But on the flip side, I also have that training and that knowledge to be able to help a person become the best versions of themselves. And really, that's what our job is as an osteopath. We use that musculoskeletal techniques and the training that we have to be able to help someone get back to their full form so that they can be the best version of themselves in whatever element and whatever way that might look for them.
So osteopathy is a drug-free treatment from injury, or therapy for injury, isn't it?
That's right. It's a complementary health profession, and we use a lot of manual therapy, so things like soft tissue treatment, muscle energy techniques, and we work with the patient to find out, you know, what treatment style will work best for them and how we can most use our support and our training as osteopaths to help prevent injuries, to manage injuries, and also to help maintain, you know, the ourselves at our full capacity.
Do you include diet as well, or do you consider diet as well?
One of the great things about osteopathy is our philosophy around the body being a whole unit and our structure and function being interrelated. And so diet does play a large role in that component. We do have some dietary training as osteopaths, but certainly what we would do if diet was a large element of that is refer on to the support teams that we have within our professional networks to make sure that we are able to put the best people around the patient to give them every chance to become that best version of themselves.
What advice would you give to people who are contemplating of trying a new sport because they've been inspired by watching the Commonwealth Games?
Yeah, go for it. Absolutely go for it. I think, like I mentioned earlier, you will never know if you might find something that you absolutely love. But if you don't say yes and have a try at it, you'll never know if it could be something new that you love. And for me, that's exactly what happened when I said yes to the opportunity to learn to ski and also with track cycling. And, you know, here I am a few years later having won Paralympic medals in track cycling and skiing and being the first Australian to win summer and winter medals. So my best advice is to just say yes to an opportunity and go out there. It doesn't matter if you don't like it or you're not good at it, but you've had a go, and there are plenty of other sports and activities out there that might be the right one for you.
Out of curiosity, do your patients ask for your autograph or a selfie?
They definitely request for the medals to be brought in after a major championship. Some of my patients don't realise what I do in my professional life as an athlete. Most of them do, but yeah, sometimes there's some selfies with the medals when I bring them in particular with the kids. It's always wonderful to be able to bring those in and show the kids and help sort of inspire them to dream big.
So this week is Osteopathy Awareness Week from the 15th to the 21st of April, isn't it?
That's right. So we're encouraging everyone, if you've never heard of an osteopath, learn a little bit more, and you might be able to find one in your local area. You can jump online. Osteopathy Australia has a great search button, so you can pop in your suburb and find your local osteo to get some more information, or talk to your friends and see if they've seen one. Where there's lots of us out there.
Thank you very much, Jessica Gallagher, for being an inspiration to everyone.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.